Mandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitang Tang Sujivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamstha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatude Shatarine Panchakalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Petitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasavi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare So we are gathered here on the auspicious occasion of Govardhan Puja at the feet of Sri Giriraj Govardhan. Many of you may know the story, which is related in the Srimad Bhagavatam. But one day, Sri Krishna noticed that Nanda Maharaj was gathering paraphernalia for worship. And he asked Nanda Maharaj what was the purpose. He said that no secrets should be kept by liberal persons, especially from their own relatives. Nanda Maharaj explained that the paraphernalia was being collected for the worship of King Indra, because King Indra sent rains, and from rains came grains and grasses that allowed the cows to live and eat and allowed the cowherd community to live and eat. So Krishna proceeded to give many arguments against the Indra Yajna. And although the arguments come in the category of karma kanda, which is not really the philosophy of Srimad Bhagavatam or Krishna consciousness. But Krishna spoke the arguments just because he wanted to stop the Indra Yajna and to curb the false pride of King Indra. So then Lord Krishna asked that the paraphernalia for the worship of Indra be used for the worship of Govardhan Hill, the brahmanas and the cows. And as will be revealed later in the pastime, Krishna showed that Govardhan Hill is actually Krishna himself. So I'll just read a few verses here from the Srimad Bhagavatam where Lord Krishna explains the worship of Govardhan Hill that he wants the Vrajavasis to perform. Canto 10, Chapter 24, Worshipping Govardhan Hill, Text 24. Nana puro jana pada nagrama nagraha vayam vano kasas tata nityam vana shaila nivasina. My dear father, our home is not in the cities or towns or villages. Being forest dwellers, we always live in the forest and on the hills. Purport. Lord Krishna here points out that the residents of Vrindavan should recognize their relationship with Govardhan Hill and with the forests of Vrindavan, and not worry about a distant demigod like Indra. Having concluded his argument, Lord Krishna makes a radical proposal in the following verse. So, Indra is one of the powerful demigods. Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and other scriptures explain that there is one supreme Lord, Krishna, Ishwara Parama Krishna. But the one supreme Lord, Krishna, has many powerful servants whom he entrusts with the management of different universal affairs. Thus, Krishna is like the king, and the demigods are like his ministers. So just like in the ordinary world, there may be a minister or a secretary in charge of energy. So the demigods are in charge of various necessities of life. Indra is in charge of the rain. Vayu is in charge of the air. Varuna is in charge of the water. And of course, as you know, Brahma is in charge of creation. Shiva is in charge of destruction. Saraswati is in charge of knowledge and culture, music. So the different demigods are servants of Krishna, just like ministers are servants of the king. And if we pray to a demigod or worship a demigod, he may give some material benediction to us. But in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that such worship is avidipurvakam. It is not proper. The worship is actually meant for him. Because Krishna is in the heart of every living entity, and he's also in the heart of the demigods. So even if we pray to a demigod, the demigod has no power to answer the prayer without the sanction of Krishna within the heart. Or in other words, the demigods are not independent. In fact, when we chant the holy name, and I hope most of us will be chanting the holy name at least one round every day, if not more, in the new year, So when we chant the holy name, we're advised to avoid certain offenses in chanting. The first offense is to blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives for propagating the holy name. So, one of the other offenses is to consider the names of demigods, even the most powerful ones, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, to be equal to or independent of the name of Lord Vishnu. So the demigods are not equal to Krishna or Vishnu, and they're not independent of him. And if we think that they are on the same level, then we are involved in committing an offense. And if we commit offenses when we chant the holy name, then we don't get the real result that we're meant to get from chanting. So generally, impersonalists think that the demigods are equal to Krishna. Also, because they think that the Supreme ultimately is impersonal, and that the Supreme comes in different forms, and it may be Brahma, it may be Shiva, it may be Vishnu, it may be Surya, it may be Ganesh. But ultimately, one has to go beyond the different forms. This is the position of the impersonalists. One has to go beyond the different forms to merge and become one with God. But devotees find such a proposal to be repugnant, because the life of a devotee and the bliss of a devotee comes in serving the Lord. So if he merges and becomes one with the effulgence of God, then where is the chance of service? So therefore, great devotees pray that they would rather live in hell than merge into the Brahma Jyoti. Because at least in hell, they can serve Krishna and glorify Krishna, which is their real life and bliss. So whether one is an impersonalist who thinks that the different forms of the gods are meant to, that we're actually meant to go beyond them and merge and become one with the impersonal effulgence of God, or whether one just has the idea that there are many gods that bestow different benedictions, and according to the benediction we want, we can choose the particular god we want to worship and get the benediction. In any case, the actual fact is different. The fact is that Krishna is the Supreme Godhead, and all others are his servants. Ekale Ishwara Krishna Ara Sabritya. And that pure devotees have no desire to get any material reward for their worship. They just want to serve Krishna out of love. And the happiness they get from such pure devotional service far exceeds the happiness one can get from any material facility in the material world. And it far exceeds by millions and trillions of times even the happiness that one can get from merging into the impersonal light. So therefore, devotees simply want to serve Krishna in love. and the devotees of Vrindavan agreed to worship Govardhan Hill, not because of all the arguments that Krishna gave, but just because of their love for him. As I mentioned, the arguments were really meant to provoke Indra and ultimately to curb his false pride. But the devotees of Vrindavan were completely in love with Krishna, and they would have done whatever he wanted just out of love for him and not for any other reason. And that is the specific qualification of the devotees of Vrindavan, that they love Krishna spontaneously and naturally, not because he's God. They don't have any condition that if Krishna is God, we will love him, but if he's not God, then we will not love him. They don't even think whether he is God or not God. They just love him as the beautiful son of Nanda and Yashoda. And therefore, to please him, they're ready to do whatever he wants. Text 25. Tasmat gavam brahmananam adres chara bhyatam maka ya indra yaga sambaras tairayam sadyatam maka. Therefore, may a sacrifice for the pleasure of the cows, the brahmanas, and Govardhan Hill begin. With all the paraphernalia connected for worshipping Indra, let this sacrifice be performed instead. Purport. Lord Krishna is famous as Go Brahmana Hita, the well-wishing friend of the cows and the brahmanas. Lord Krishna specifically included the local brahmanas in his proposal because he is always devoted to those who are devoted to the godly Vedic culture. So we all know the prayer, Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Kanta Namostate. And similarly, Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. So the first verse describes Krishna as the lover of Srimati Radharani and the gopis and the residents of Vrindavan. And that is our goal, to serve Krishna, the lover of Srimati Radharani and the gopis and other residents of Vrindavan. But how do we achieve such God consciousness? In Vedic society, the brahminical culture helps the conditioned souls to be gradually elevated to the stage of God consciousness. And therefore, the worship of the Brahmins and cows is important because the Brahmins give Vedic knowledge. They teach Shastra. Tasmat guru prapadyeta jigyasu shreya uttama. That when one is actually interested in one's ultimate benefit, he should approach a spiritual master. So the spiritual master is considered the best of the brahmanas because he teaches the Vedic literatures and he lives by the Vedic literatures and he instructs his students to do the same. And the cows are also important because from the cows we get milk. And from the milk we make ghee, and with the ghee we can perform Vedic sacrifices. But more important than Vedic sacrifices, with the ghee and other milk products, we can make offerings to Giridhari and Giriraj, and advance in Krishna consciousness directly. So the cows and Brahmins are important in Krishna consciousness. Pachyantam vivida paka supanta payasadaya samyava pupas sukshkulya sarva dohas tagriyatam. Let many different kinds of food be cooked, from sweet rice to vegetable soups. Many kinds of fancy cakes, both baked and fried, should be prepared. And all the available milk products should be taken for this sacrifice. Purport. The word supa indicates both broth, indicates bean broth and also liquid vegetables. Thus, to celebrate the Govardhan Puja, Lord Krishna called for hot preparations such as soup, cold preparations such as sweet rice, and all types of milk products. So I'm sure that many of the cooks in the audience have found that the preparations that they made are included in the list given by Lord Krishna. Actually, the Vrajavasis brought huge quantities of food to offer to Govardhan Hill. And Govardhan Hill ate all of them. Huyantam agyaya samyag brahmanaya brahmavadibhi anam bahu gunam tebyo deyam vo denudakshina. The Brahmins who are learned in the Vedic mantras must properly invoke the sacrificial fire. Then you should feed the priests with nicely prepared food and reward them with cows and other gifts. Purport. According to Srila Sridhar Swami, Lord Sri Krishna instructed his father and other residents of Vrindavan in the technical details of this Vedic sacrifice to assure the quality of the sacrifice and also to inspire Nanda and the others with faith in the concept of such a sacrifice. Thus the Lord mentioned that there must be orthodox brahmanas, regular sacrificial fires, and proper distribution of charity. And things were to be done in the order given by the Lord. So sometimes people are suspicious if the spiritual activities are too simple. They want to see something a little elaborate, a little gorgeous, a little complicated. And then they have faith that this is proper. Srila Prabhupada used the same approach when he installed the deities of Krishna and Balaram in Vrindavan. He invited the local Brahmins and had them chant mantras and light sacrificial fires. And basically, he did so to satisfy them and create faith in the people that something was being done in the proper way. But Srila Prabhupada commented that personally, he would have been satisfied if the deities were installed just with Harinam Sankirtan and distribution of Krishna Prasad. But to satisfy the local residents, and create faith in them that the installation was done in the proper way according to the local customs and Brahminical rituals, he went through the whole procedure. Text 28. Anyebhyascha svachandala patitebhyo yatarata yavasam cha gavam datva giraye diyatam bali. After giving the appropriate food to everyone else, including such fallen souls as dogs and dog eaters, you should give grass to the cows and then present your respectful offerings to Govardhan Hill. After everyone has eaten to his satisfaction, you should all dress and decorate yourselves handsomely, smear your bodies with sandalwood paste, and then circumambulate the cows, the brahmanas, the sacrificial fires, and Govardhan Hill. Purport. Lord Krishna wanted all the human beings and even the animals to eat nice Bhagavat prasadam, sanctified foods offered to the Lord. To enthuse his relatives with a festive mood, he requested them to dress beautifully with fine clothes and ornaments, and to refresh their bodies with luxurious sandalwood paste. The essential activity, however, was the circumambulation of the holy brahmanas, cows, sacrificial fires, and especially Govardhan Hill. Etan mama matam tata kriyatam yadirochate ayam go brahmanandrinam mayam cha daito maka. This is my idea, O Father, and you may carry it out if it appeals to you. Such a sacrifice will be very dear to the cows, the brahmanas, and Govardhan Hill, and also to me. So, in accordance with the request of Sri Krishna, all the Vrajavasis prepared all sorts of foodstuffs and brought them to offer to Govardhan Hill. And it's described that lakes, literally lakes, were filled with sweet rice, kheer, and other nectarian liquid preparations. And that there were literally mountains of puris and halava and ladus and other preparations that you seem to know about already. And then Krishna expanded himself into an unprecedented, gigantic form, and he declared that he, the same huge form of Krishna, was identical to Govardhan Hill. And the huge Krishna actually devoured all the preparations that the Vrajavasis had offered him. But still he was not satisfied. He kept crying, Anyar, Anyar, bring more, bring more. So the Vrajavasis went back to their houses. Whatever ingredients were left, they cooked, they brought the preparations, they offered them to Giri Govardhan, and the huge Krishna devoured them all. And again he cried, Anyar, Anyar, bring more, bring more. So again they went. They exhausted every particle of food in their homes. They bought all the food they could find in the market. And they cooked everything, prepared it, offered it, and Giri Govardhan again ate everything, and he said, Anyar, Anyar, bring more, I'm not satisfied. So the Vrajavasis were completely bewildered. They didn't know what to do. There was not a single grain left in Vrindavan that they could offer. So finally, someone had the idea to offer Krishna a tulsi leaf. The one thing they hadn't offered was a tulsi leaf. So they offered Giri Govardhan a tulsi leaf. And then, to the relief of all the Vrajavasis, he said, Tiptosi, now I am satisfied. Tiptosi me, now I am satisfied. So the Vrajavasis were relieved. They had satisfied the Lord. The only thing was that there was not a grain left in the whole of Vraj. There was not a drop of milk that they or the elders or the children could eat. So they were trembling. They didn't know what was going to happen next. But then the merciful Lord returned all of the food that he had eaten. All the empty lakes filled up with sweet rice and various nectars, and all the mountains of laddus and samosas reappeared, and there was a huge feast. And so today we're trying to recreate the same festive mood and the same worship of Govardhan Hill, who is Krishna himself, by offering him various types of preparations, singing his glories, which is always the most important item, bathing him, circumambulating him, and in the end, honoring his remnants. So, in the Krishna book, which most of you probably know is Srila Prabhupada's summary study of the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada explains, and it's also apparent from Srimad Bhagavatam, that there is one form of Krishna, the unprecedented, huge form, that declared that he was the same as Govardhan Hill and ate all the offerings, and the original little Krishna, who was worshipping Govardhan Hill along with the other Vrajavasis. So, Srila Prabhupada explains that the identity between Govardhan Hill and Krishna is still observed by devotees who sometimes take a rock or a stone from Govardhan Hill and worship it as Krishna. And that we have here. That very principle is being followed here. And therefore we have the stone from Govardhan Hill that we worship here as Lord Krishna. But one should not take such worship cheaply. I've heard of life members and friends who go to India, they go to Govardhan Hill and they fill up their purses and shopping bags with stones from Govardhan Hill. But actually, it's not so cheap. First of all, the Shastras say that whatever the weight of the stones that you take from Govardhan Hill, you should leave the same weight in gold there. So that's the first warning. In fact, I don't think we even need to go beyond that one from the reaction of the audience. But even then, there are other procedures. One must receive the Shila from a Vrajavasi and so on. But here, you know, we, we are fortunate to have the Govardhan Shila and to be able to worship him and serve him. So, the festival was conducted very nicely and everyone was happy, because when Krishna is satisfied, everyone is satisfied. But one person wasn't satisfied because his Krishna consciousness had been covered by his false pride. And that was King Indra. He felt offended that the paraphernalia for his worship had been used for the Govardhan Puja, and he felt offended that his worship was stopped altogether. So he became angry, and he sent devastating rainfall on Vrindavan, and Krishna, in order to give protection to the residents of Vrindavan, lifted Govardhan Hill and held it above his head as an umbrella to give shelter to all the Vrajavasis. And he held it up for 7 days. And he was only 7 years old by material calculation. And the residents of Vrindavan were completely satisfied under the shelter of Govardhan Hill. They experienced no hunger or thirst, no fatigue, but rather they were wrapped in ecstasy, being able to see the beautiful form of Krishna 24 hours a day for 7 days. And thus we also can get the lesson that one who surrenders to Krishna is not the loser, but the gainer by many times. So if some of us have learned to worship demigods, either from our forefathers or from other association, we don't need to feel obliged to continue to worship the demigods. Here Lord Krishna has shown the example that even if your family has worshipped a demigod for many generations, you can stop the worship of the demigod, because again, avidipurvakam, the worship is actually meant for Krishna. And when it's offered to the demigods, it's not being done in quite the right way. So we want to please Krishna. Ultimately, we want to develop love for Krishna, prema pumartha mahan. And therefore, as Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja, we should give up all other varieties of worship and religious performance and just surrender to him. And come to the shelter of Krishna, come to the shelter of Giri Govardhan, and we will be protected from any of the onslaughts of the material world, and at the same time, we'll get the complete satisfaction and bliss of associating with Krishna in Krishna consciousness. And thus we'll be completely happy. So by the grace of Krishna, Indra, in the end, realized his mistake when he saw that his most powerful cloud, Samvartaka, that he sends at the time of devastation of the universe, to fill up the universe with water, he realized that Krishna was actually his eternal Lord and Master. So he came to Vrindavan with Surabhi cow to worship Krishna and beg for his forgiveness. And then Krishna himself told Indra that he had crushed Indra's false pride so that Indra could come back to his proper consciousness, Krishna consciousness. So he ordered Indra to go back and resume his position as the king of heaven, but to be humble and sober. So this is also a lesson for us, that we should be humble. Whatever position we have or whatever opulence we have is by the grace of God, Krishna, and it should be used for the service and pleasure of Krishna. And if we are sincere devotees, but at the same time we happen to become a little proud and covered over, Krishna will be merciful and humble us. Or we can just remain humble and save Krishna and ourselves the trouble of getting Krishna's special mercy. So we thank you. It looks like I have about 1 minute left, so I'll mention that just a thought about the idea that one should leave the equal weight in gold at Govardhan Hill. Now, this is quite a big Shila here. This is quite a big Shila. And probably His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami didn't think of it at the time. But in the end, he and I ended up leaving a lot of gold at Govardhan Hill because we bought a property there with a palace that used to belong to a king. And we have used that facility to serve the devotees, serve the Brahmins, and feed the Vrajavasis, especially on occasions like Govardhan Puja. That's also the beauty of Krishna consciousness, that no one loses, even though we ended up giving more to Govardhan Hill than we probably expected when we brought the Shila here. But even then, we don't feel that we're the losers, but we also feel that we're gaining hundreds and thousands of time. And I believe that His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami resides there even now. Shri Giri Govardhan Ki Jai, Shri Govardhan Puja Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande Go. Hare Krishna. Does any yes? Why did Lord Ramachandra pray to Lord Shiva in Rameshwaram? I'm glad you asked the question, because many people have the wrong idea of why. The actual answer is that Krishna, or Rama is also an expansion of Krishna, likes to serve his devotees. He likes to worship his devotees. We find in Krishna Leela that sometimes Nanda Maharaj will tell Krishna to bring him his chapals. So Krishna will bring his Nanda Baba's sandals on his head and carry them to him. We find that when Sudama Vipra came to visit Krishna, Krishna personally worshipped him. He washed his feet in Dwarka. And on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Krishna acted as the chariot driver, or sarathi, for Arjuna. And Arjuna would order him, you know, draw my chariot between the two armies. And Krishna would carry out the order of Arjuna. And he would even unharness the horses at night, take them to the stable, wash them, and care for them, just like a menial servant. The Lord likes to worship his devotees. He likes to serve his devotees. And therefore, Lord Ramchandra worshipped Lord Shiva at Rameshwaram. The wrong answer is that Lord Rama wanted to take Lord Shiva's permission before he killed Ravana. Now, I don't know if you've heard that one. It looks like you haven't, so I won't waste our time there. And then the other wrong answer is that Lord Shiva is supreme. Have you heard that one? No. So we won't waste our time on that one either. But that's the real reason. In the reciprocation of love between the Lord and the devotee likes to serve the Lord, and the Lord likes to serve the devotee. The devotee likes to worship the Lord, and the Lord likes to worship the devotee. Okay. Any other questions? Yes? He said that he read in Srimad Bhagavatam that when Krishna killed Shishupal, the soul of Shishupal merged into the body of Krishna. Yes, what you read is true. Because God is absolute. Krishna is absolute. So anyone who comes in touch with him becomes purified and liberated. But there's a difference between the liberation of the demons that are killed by Krishna and the devotees who serve Krishna with love. The demons who are killed by Krishna merge into the effulgence from the body of Krishna. That's what we discussed earlier, the idea of becoming one with the light, which is anathema to devotees. And the devotees who love Krishna and serve Krishna with love, they're liberated, but their liberation is different. There are actually five kinds of liberation described in the scriptures. So one is salokya, to reside on the same planet as the Lord. One is samipya, to have the same opulences as the Lord. One is sayujya, which is to merge and become one. So pure devotees have no desire for any type of liberation. But they can accept one of the four types of liberation where they go to the spiritual kingdom and continue to serve the Lord in the spiritual kingdom. But they will never accept sayujya mukti, which puts an end to devotional service with the merging. So therefore, the Mayavadis, the impersonal philosophers and yogis who want to merge and become one with Brahman, they're in the same category as demons. They get the same result as demons. So we're impressed with the Lord's mercy in the sense that he purifies even the demons who are envious of him, like Shishupal, and they give even the demons liberation. He gives even the demons liberation, but otherwise, you know, we don't want to be a demon or a Mayavadi. We don't want to be anything other than a devotee of Krishna. We don't want to do anything other than serve Krishna and glorify him. So it is a type of mercy, but not the type of mercy that we want. Okay, well, let's take one last question so we don't end with...
Many times Govardhan is said to be non-different than Krishna, at the same time said to be the best servant of Lord Krishna. So how do we
he says that although Govardhan Hill is said to be identical to Lord Krishna, in other places Govardhan Hill is said to be the best servant of Lord Hari or Krishna. I was actually going to speak on that topic tomorrow morning in more detail. But in brief, I will just say that Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, but he's in the mood of a devotee. So Govardhan Hill is also Krishna, but he's in the mood of a devotee. And just like Lord Chaitanya, in the mood of a devotee, is more merciful than Krishna in the mood of the Supreme Lord. So similarly, Govardhan Hill in the mood of a devotee may be more merciful to us than Govardhan Hill in the mood of Krishna as the Supreme Lord. Here we're following Govardhan Puja. We're worshipping Govardhan Hill in the mood of the Vrajavasis in Govardhan Puja. Because the main thing is just to understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that we don't need to worship any demigods, and that Govardhan Hill is identical to Krishna. And if you're one of the devotees that comes to the morning program tomorrow, then you'll get to hear more about the worship of Govardhan Hill in the mood of Haridasa Varya, the best servant of Lord Hari, Hare Krishna.